On the line from Melbourne is Melanie Allen from Wagner Spray Tech. They supply spray painting equipment. She's just returned from the annual conference of the 3D group of paint stores in Cairns with 30 other suppliers. Melanie, you used the treasure chest idea at the conference. What prizes did you offer?
We had a major prize that was valued at $1,500, which was a range of our products for those stores that aren't currently stocking our products. And only those delegates who placed an order at the Wagner stand at the trade show were given a key for a chance to win that major prize. And then we also had a secondary prize valued at $250, which was a gift voucher. For this prize, all the delegates received a key as part of a gift pack that we gave to them when they arrived at their hotel. And they then needed to bring that key with them to the Wagner stand at the trade night to try their luck. And only one of the 55 keys opened the lock.
How did you display the major prize?
We had one of our spray painting guns there at our booth at the trade event, and we wrapped it with a chain and had it padlocked, and then people were able to try to open that padlock.
Right. How did you get the keys to each delegate?
We did that through the hotel that they stayed at. They did a room drop for every delegate that was staying at the hotel. So we had the key attached to the outside of a gift bag so that it stood out, and that was delivered to each of their rooms.
And although it was a three-day conference, I believe there was only one time when the buyers could visit your stand. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. That time was a three-hour period in the evening, and the delegates were invited to come and visit our stand with their key they received at the hotel to go into the draw to win a $250 gift voucher. And from those people that visited our stand, we received 12 major orders, and those 12 people were then given a key to try their luck at the padlock, which would potentially win them $1,500 worth of stock.
So the treasure chest and prizes pulled in 40 out of 55 delegates. How did you feel about that?
Very, very happy with that response.
And if you attended another trade show, what would you do differently?
I think if we were to run it again, rather than putting product into the treasure chest, we'd use gift vouchers in envelopes instead, just to make it a little bit fairer for everybody.
Melanie, thanks for sharing your treasure chest story with us today.
No problem at all. You're welcome.